From chic fashion tips to gourmet delights, Tea Life brings you everything you need to live your best life.
Yo, Nation CFM here, Annyeong, it's me, Tay Tay. Now, from the 11th to 15th spot, actually, it's like 1 to 20th, but I don't want to look at the 20th one. I only want to go from like the 15th, which is my lowest, okay? Now, 11th to 15th spot of the Malaysia's Worst Food tier list by Atlas, Taste Atlas, Keropok Leko sits at 15th. Can you believe it? Keropok Leko, crunchy, it's chewy. And you're not going to believe who's at number 14th, because Sarawakian is going to be furious. Yes, our Sarawak food, our icon, Kolomi sits at 14th. Like, hi, what? Kuih Seri Muka at number 13th, Lor Mee at 12th, and Popiah at 11th. I just cannot believe. Like, the others, I don't care that much. Even Keropok Leko, okay, whatever. But Kolomi, eh? I don't understand how someone can find Kolomi worse, bad. And how can it land on this list? It is just unimaginable. I am so sad. And if you think that this is the worst, wait till I unveil the next list for you, okay? TFM.
Green tea is good, but Tea Life is better.
Hello, Nation TFM. Here, konnichiwa. It's me, Tay Pei. Okay, continuing Taste Atlas Malaysia's Worst Food Tier List. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, let's explore 6 to 10th, okay? Now, at number 6, it's Instant Noodle Goreng, followed by Yisang. I mean, Yisang is even on this list. And I kind of agree, like Yisang, not much thing on it as well. Okay, fine, whatever. Then Ban Mi, Ayam Masak Merah, and at number 10 is Nasi Goreng USA. Well, it's kind of weird that how Instant Noodle Goreng, you know the Mi Mama, you go to Mama those, and then they have the M brand Goreng, Instant Noodle M brand. How is it number 6? Like, it's literally filled with MSG. It's so flavorful. It's got wok hei. I have a lot of friends who heard the list and would like to sue Taste Atlas for this name tarnishing TFM.
Live your best life with Tea Life.
Hey, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hey, it's TB here. I have never been more uncomfortable doing a talk set or a topic like this on air. Right now, we're going to explore the top 5 spot for Taste Atlas Malaysia's Worst Food tier list. Now, from the number 5th place, we've got stir-fried radish cake. Like, I don't understand. Char kway. How can char kway be on there? The next, we got mooncakes. They even think that mooncake is an abomination. Whoever made this list is an abomination. At number 3, we got mee siam. Okay, I mean, like, it's a quiet taste, maybe. And number 2, we got pulut durian. Again, okay, I understand durian, so yeah. And the first spot was ambuyat. Again, I understand, because I am not a fan of ambuyat as well. There are a lot of fishy stuff in it, and it takes a lot of getting used to. Like I said, maybe this top 3 on this list is an acquired taste. But having mooncake on there, and stir-fried radish cake, char kway. How can char kway be not delicious? It is literally wok fried. Ugh, I don't understand, TFM.